Jonathan Kuminga should be getting the torch from Steph Curry. We should not be trying to trade this guy away. What are we doing? What are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Shame on all of us. It's not his fault. He's the best draft pick since the Draymond Clay, Steph Curry days. I love Kevon Looney. Kevon Looney's a role player. Kevon has been a great warrior, a great warrior. But in terms of passing the torch to someone, Jonathan Kuminga is the guy we've been waiting for. And yeah, it's a little bumpy, and it's going to be bumpy moving forward. But there is no trade scenario that I see that's realistic that makes the Warriors champions with Steph Curry as the lead dog right now. I love Steph, but like, watch the games, people. Have you been watching the games? He's not the same. Get on my back. I will carry you for 75 nights a year. He's just not that guy anymore. Now, Jonathan Kuminga in the last month has surged. Ever since everybody wanted to trade him for Cam Johnson and this guy and that guy, Jonathan Kuminga, we should be planting our flag on as the next guy that we're building around post-Steph Curry, not trading him away to run for the sixth seed to try to chase some fake title that's never going to happen. Jonathan Kuminga deserves his flowers, and we need to celebrate him. And I'm done trying to trade him away. If anything, this organization should be trying to empower him. Draymond, get out of the way. You're playing the five. You're playing 20 minutes a night. Steph Curry, you could still be the main thing that everything rules around, but we are going to run stuff specifically in certain situations for Jonathan Kuminga. Stop trying to marginalize him, and let's prop this guy up.
888-957-9570. You just heard it from Joe Shasky right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Tired of it.
Is it time to build? The time is now to build around Jonathan Kuminga is what you're saying, Joe Shasky.
No, what I'm saying
you build
is
around
that-
him. No. You have Steph,
yes.
And you're not moving off Steph. Stephen Curry's a made man, but you're seeing the decline.
Yes.
You're seeing the writing on the wall. The future is youth with the Golden State. It always is. No matter what, you're not going to get better as you get old. Yes, LeBron James and Stephen Curry are amazing. They put on a show on Christmas. It's awesome. That's not happening every day.
No.
They're having LeBron just misses a game this weekend because he had a tummy ache. Like, Steph's going to miss games because he has knee tendonitis. Like, these guys are old. You can see the writing on the wall. Now, the Lakers, they have Anthony Davis. They have a guy that's 30, 31. They are a parent, right? The Warriors, you have Jonathan Kuminga still. You have Andrew Wiggins is 29. He's not 30 yet. You have pieces here to still build around post Stephen Curry to be excited about. Why are you trying to move off of them for a 50-year-old Jimmy Butler? Now, if you have a reason why, I want to hear from the callers here, 888-957-9570. Do you disagree with Joe Shasky? Do you disagree that, you know what? No, Jonathan Kuminga is not the guy to be building around. I want to hear from you too. Or if you agree with Shasky, same thing. 888-957-9570 is the number.
I want to hit people with like the reality check. Don't just box score watch. Watch the games, all right? Does Kuminga make a lot of mistakes? Yeah. He's a young ascending player who's going to make mistakes. Why is our tolerance level at zero for this young man? We need to be more tolerant of his mistakes. Draymond's making mistakes left and right. Now, he does winning plays as well, and so does Kuminga. Kuminga has made a lot of winning plays. And this isn't about a 30-point game in the loss on Friday night. This is about what I've been watching for a month, okay? Now, a month doesn't make you a great basketball player, but we can see where this is going. Steph Curry, since the calendar has turned to December, how many 30-point games does Steph have?
Oh, man, that's a game show music. One?
Three.
Wow.
How many does Jonathan Kuminga have since December 1st?
Four?
Three.
Wow.
Number three.
Now, his points, everything? No. But this guy gets to the free throw line, which they failed to do since Durant left. This is a guy.
12 attempts on Saturday.
What?
12 attempts for him at the line.
He's dynamic.
More than the entire team combined.
The reality that Warrior fans need to come to grips with is this team is not a contender. And that's okay. You can still have a lot of fun.
Not a championship contender.
Yeah.
They can make a playoff. They may win a series potentially.
But
they could.
I'm not trading Jonathan Kuminga for Jimmy Butler, Cam Johnson, for some fake attempt at a title that's never going to be realized because the team is not good enough. A team built around a bunch of 36-year-olds is not getting out of the box. All right? Now, I'm not saying that you'll ever win a championship with Jonathan Kuminga, but as an organization, this is the young player that you need to be empowering to hand the baton to, not this year, but down the line, not trading him away. Why are we so quick to crush this guy? And then he has a great game with Steph and Draymond on the floor, and he's the guy who closed that game out.
Well, that's what's...
He He's the guy.
That's the one that's most encouraging for me, Joe Shasky, because it's one thing to do it and have a 30 burger on, going back to In-N-Out, a 30 burger on Friday against the Los Angeles Clippers when you don't have Steph and you don't have Dre. It's like, okay, you're the guy. But when those two come back and those two need their touches and Draymond Green needs the ball in his hands and Stephen Curry needs to get up 22 shots and only going 9 from 22, 4 of 13 from beyond the arc, like to have that performance off the bench and not bat an eye, it does feel like he's turned a corner both in his maturity on and off the court, so much so that the head coach, Steve Kerr, has taken notice.
I just think he's turning a corner. I just think he's, he's seeing the pictures well. He made a play late in the game where he swung the ball to Draymond, immediately pinned in for Steph, and Steph got a three. He didn't make it, but that's the play where you have to recognize Steph's your teammate. You know, you see he's cutting through the lane, swing the ball, and go set a screen for him. And those are the type of plays that if he makes, and he's doing what he's doing, getting downhill, getting fouled, getting to the rim. Now the mix, the blend of Steph, Draymond, JK, now it starts to really get powerful. And I'm just, I'm so impressed with JK. It just feels like he's turning a corner, and he played so hard last night and again tonight. The rebound at the end just before he got fouled, he came out of nowhere along the baseline to make that play. I think he had about 7 boards in the second half. He was fantastic, man. This is exactly what we're looking for, and it's fun to see him, deliver.
And that was Steve Kerr, obviously, after the Golden State Warriors 109-105 victory over the Phoenix Suns on Saturday to improve to 16-15 on the year, 8-7 at home. And you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Lomas Brown, Detroit Lions radio color analyst, joining us at 9:20. Obviously, the Warriors back in action tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. We got a lot to get into when it comes to Bay Area sports right now. Corbin Burns spurned the Giants, potentially going to the Arizona Diamondbacks. So much we're getting into. But right now, the focus is on Jonathan Kuminga, the future of the Golden State Warriors. Joe Shasky, we got Oreo Cookie and Robin Sanbruno on the line. Real quick, to you guys, your thoughts on that, Joe Shasky. Kuminga's turning a corner. And the fact that Steve Kerr is saying it, that's significant, because it feels like if I'm someone on the outside looking in, or even if I'm a Golden State Warriors fan, it felt like constantly Kuminga was just always doing it. In Steve Kerr's eyes, it wasn't enough. It's him, whether it's Moses Moody, whether it's sometimes it's Brandon Pajemski, like the young guys could never do enough in Steve Kerr's eyes is how it felt.
And to the fans.
And to the fans.
The fans were spoiled. And the tolerance level for young players was out of control. And look, I'm raising my hand. I have been guilty of this as well. But like, let me do the exercise. Since the 2012 draft, when I felt like Warrior fans were just so excited, Harrison Barnes, Festus, Draymond Green, and Kuzmic, a different Kuzmic, okay? This is who they've drafted. Kevon Looney, Damian Jones, Jacob Evans, Pascal, Jordan Poole. Now, Jordan Poole has an argument as the best draft pick. Mm. Just Jessup, Nico Mannion, James Wiseman, Moses Moody, Kuminga, Guy Santos, Patrick Baldwin, Brandon Pajemski, and Quentin Post. Mm. Outside of Jordan Poole, it is head and shoulders. Jonathan Kuminga is your best draft pick. And I love Kevon Looney. He has been a really good player. He's a role player. Like, he's not going to be a frontline player. He's a role player. I love him. I think he brings a lot to the table. This is the best draft pick in 12 years, potentially. And people just want to kick him at every single turn and never want to empower him. I'm tired of it. I am done, like, questioning him. And there's a whole Draymond aspect to this and the positions and all that. We'll get to it. But let's get to the callers. We need to be, this is the guy we should be handing the baton to down the line, not trying to trade away in the trade machine.
Oreo Cookie out in Oakland wants to join in the conversation. 888-957-9570. You can hit us up via call or text, the Comcast Biz text line. What's going on, Oreo? You're almost Spadoni and Shasky on the Morning Roast.
Hey, what it do? Yeah, man. You guys are right. Shasky, you're totally right. Kuminga has finally come into his own. It sucks that he had to go through the media to finally get some playing time, but I think that's what it is. It was just he had to get consistent and he had to be on the floor. Having said that, Curry and Kuminga are the only two that I would not trade. Number one on my list is the champion of change. I don't see him changing. He's going back to the old him. His body language to me is sucks to me, man. He complains about every single call. Give me a break, man. That's going to go down to the youngsters. That's setting a very bad example. He's been doing this so much. Number one on my list to get out of here is that dark cloud that keeps hanging over us. With him gone, I think we'd have a better culture.
You're talking about Draymond Green. Well, there's a whole Draymond Green element to me when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga. Draymond at the beginning of the year was trying to force Kuminga to the three because he knew that if Jonathan Kuminga plays the three, then Draymond conceivably is playing the four. And then he can have TJD at the five. Trey, I'm sorry. The best version of the Warriors, you're the five. It sucks. Yes, you can't be a 30-minute a night guy. You're not, though. That's your body's already breaking down. Draymond is a 19 to 23 a minute a night guy at the five.
At the five.
At the five. Kuminga's your four. Look at the spacing. And when you have TJD on the floor with Kuminga, your spacing isn't as good because Draymond wants to handle the ball at the top of the key. He's kind of like a point center, point forward, which is fine. But like Draymond needs to acknowledge this is him suffocating Kuminga is why this team has failed to take the leap forward and why Kuminga hasn't. You can even play the sound from the beginning of the year.
I will. This is from October 3rd of this year on why Draymond Green does not think Kuminga can play the power forward position.
I think he's a three. It's always been my opinion. That's not going to change, I think. You know, to play the four, it requires a certain skill set. So oftentimes, people approach the four as if it's not a position. You think like, oh, I can just move a guy there. So it's a position that you have to know how to play. It's like, you know, you never hear, you don't think anybody can play point guard. The four is the same thing, you know? It requires a certain skill set, a certain knowledge, a certain understanding of that position to do that. He's never done it. Can he adjust and learn that? I don't know. Can a receiver learn how to be a quarterback in 2 years? So, you know.
I think that analogy is completely different to me. Like, don't even compare playing receiver to playing a quarterback. It's just not even close to being a three or a four. Jonathan Kuminga is 22 years old, and the guy has so much raw talent in his little finger compared to a guy like, I'm not going to say Draymond. Listen, the physical attributes of a Jonathan Kuminga, yeah, if I'm a Draymond Green, it might be hard to switch that at times, but I'm not putting any limits on what Jonathan Kuminga can and can't do at this point. He's shown to be, at times, your best player this season.
But this is, again, it's a self-serving comment at the beginning of the season by Draymond, which I get. I get his point of view. And to be fair, Trayce Jackson-Davis has played great basketball the last week.
Yeah.
The best basketball, I would say, of his career. But, like, to me, their best version, and I'm talking about the close games, okay, is, yeah, Dre, you're the five, dog, and Kuminga's the four. And that's what it is. To me that the David Lee thing, where Draymond replaced David Lee and David Lee became kind of marginalized and had to accept his fate, that's kind of what's happening to Draymond. It's funny how the league works like that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Joe. You're on fire. Your closing lineup ideally is what?
Wiggins at the three, Kuminga at the four, Dre at the five, I got Curry at the one, and then that two oscillates between Schroeder, you know, Buddy Hield. Mm. I think there's maybe it's GP2 depending on defensive subs. I think that two spot, because that's their biggest hole right now.
It is.
But the two spot is kind of up for grabs.
The inconsistency there right now. And Dennis Schroeder,
he had a big three the other night.
He had a big, great. The totality of what I've gotten from him right now is tough.
They needed a win, though.
Yes, they did. And I'll give him this because we had Anthony Slater join us. What was that, Thursday, Friday? Thursday? You were here.
Thursday.
Thursday, thank you. R95.7, the Game Warriors Insider and covers the team for Athletic. We love Slates. He was saying give it some time. And Schroeder talked about this to an extent, too, and we'll get back to the Kuminga conversation in a second. Robin Sambruno will get to you here.
Can't wait to hear what he says.
But he's saying, listen, I had to adjust to LeBron. It took some time. And when he did adjust to LeBron, we saw it with the Lakers in that series against the Warriors a couple seasons ago. He was a difference maker. He was hounding Steph Curry. He was hitting big shots. He was getting to the lane. He was being a distributor of the ball to LeBron, to Anthony Davis. He was huge in that series. So I'm going to give Schroeder some time to adjust. It's hard, whether it's a LeBron, whether it's a Steph. Specifically in this system, where it's so damn unique and so damn Steph-centric, trying to find that balance is tough for a guy like Schroeder, whose game is predicated on having the ball in his hands.
Right now, the second best player on the Warriors has been Jonathan Kuminga.
Yes.
Wiggins, maybe the third.
Right? Wiggins at times, I will say, because Wiggins has been playing well. He did not have a good game on Saturday against the
shooting
But he did
a lot of little things.
But he did a lot of little things. And defensively, he is always there. And I know his IQ is always going to be there week in and week out.
And you know what the Warriors did in the entire second half, which I was like, finally, they're like, we're going to put Plumlee out on Kuminga? Get out of the way and let Kuminga go to work.
Yeah,
like, that's the modern NBA. At times, you do have to isolate the mismatch.
Absolutely. Rob, Sam Bruno. What's going on, Rob? You're on with Spadoni and Chesky. How you doing, man? You have a good Christmas?
I'm doing good. How about a great Christmas? How about yourself?
Oh, man, doing so good.
That's right. Well, look, the last two games, I watched the last two Warrior games. I wasn't doing nothing else. So all I did was watch sports. Look, man, it's time for Steph. Top and Dre to take a step back. All right. It's been proven. I mean, Kuminga can do everything. I watched him. It's like he was getting to the free throw line with no effort. Mm-hmm. Like, well, we are passing the ball, all this passing, causing turnover. No, sometimes you got to get the ball to your best player and let him get to the hoop. And that's exactly what he did. He got to the hoop. He the last two games, and he coming off the bench, which is an insult to me, and he's still giving you 30. And it's not a hard 30. He getting to the line. He getting to his spots. In a league to where it's a small ball area, to where usually the big five men back in the day is a four man or a three man. It's small. You got no rim protection. If you got a guy who can get to the hoop at will, and you don't have a guy who can, you're not playing teams that can protect the paint. Outside of Gobert, I mean, you know, Jokic ain't protecting the paint.
Mm-mm.
Nobody, you know, outside of Anthony Davis and Gobert, nobody in the league protecting the paint like that, or Jared Allen and Cleveland. So. And my thing is like this. It's time for Steph to realize, look, you're not that guy no more, pal. And that's fine. Jared Jack had to realize that. Monte had to realize that. It's your turn, Steph. Steph, it's Kuminga's turn now. Steph, if you're a great player, you adjust how you play. Dwayne Wade had to adjust for LeBron James. Kareem had to adjust for Magic. So at the end of the day, it's up to the Warrior fans and Steve Kerr to realize, look, it was fun with Curry. Curry can still be that guy, but he needs to be a number two and find a way to work around Kuminga. Same with Draymond Green. Kuminga is the stud right now. You can't convince me to trade him for anybody else. You're not going to find a better player than he is.